This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God. Hi, hello, and welcome. If you're listening, this is the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available to you anywhere, in any country, territory, continent, country, city, so on, provinces, tier. I'm Mono Gapian. If you like this bonus content, you can throw me a coin at my name, Mono Gapian. Mono Dash Agapian on Venmo, or just Mono Agapian on PayPal. Hey, send us some love. Today I'm really excited because we have sort of a different kind of episode. We're going to talk about, a sister of ours, if you will. And you know how sisters are. Thick as thieves. But you know what they also say? Sister dick will make you what? Thrive. So we're really excited to meet our sis, one of, I guess, the art lead, or he'll tell you his official designation. I'm ruining it. They're creating a video game called Drag Her. They're joining us. Get excited for Josie. Josie, hello. Are you here? Oh, here, there's, okay.
There she is.
There she is. What a mess.
How are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you doing? I have a phone stand now. You don't know this. You don't care about this, but you should know that everyone's like, get a phone stand, get a phone stand, get a phone stand. And I was like, well, click, clack, clack on the Venmos and I'll get a phone stand. And now I'm glad to say phone stand's up and running. Uh-oh, I lost you. She's coming back. Oh, no. Maybe it's me that's frozen. You know, these things happen. If it's me that's frozen, let me know in the comments. But I might have lost our lovely, lovely guest. Oh, no. She left. But she'll come back. She'll come back. In the meantime, I want y'all to click clack below in the comments and tell me know. Let me know. Have you guys heard of the Drag Her video game that's happening? If not, you can follow Drag Her the game right now on your Instagrams. Get into it. Figure it out, because they're making a video game where drag queens fight each other. I'm so excited. Oh, she's back.
We're going to do it again. Well, that was a test. Okay, we're going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Sorry about that.
Josie, am I saying your name right? Josie?
Yes, Josie.
Okay.
And you're Mono Josie. Like your hermano. Because you're
that part.
Yeah.
That part. Beautiful. Yeah, Mono, you got it. You got it.
I'm so glad we figured it out. As possible.
Girl, I will. Everyone thinks I'm Cuban, and I tell them if only I was that cool, but unfortunately I'm not.
Well, I wish I was Armenian, so that's great. I have the hair for it. It's fine. It's
work, fine. Work. I know. I'm a big brown confusion over here. But I'm so excited because I've come across y'all online a couple times, and I'm so excited about this. I know this has been a process. For anyone who doesn't know, can you just walk us through the inception or the start of Drag Her the Game? No, not no, the, no. The. Yeah, when was it?
Yeah.
When did you first bust your nut into the idea of Drag Her the Game?
And all that jizz. So the first time, I think it was, so me and Ian, the producer, we were talking about it for a while, because we're all about fighting games and Smash Brothers and Mortal Kombat. And being being gay, LGBTQ, LMNOP, XYZ, LGBT, all that stuff, a lot of people expect us not to play video games, which makes no sense, because EA Sports has huge events, but they didn't think there's like a gay following or LGBT following. So during the pandemic is when it really hit us. We've been talking about it for like 2 years. We're like, wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool? Because we love Drag Race. We love Dragula. We have so much drag culture and stuff and shows and drag
queens
and drag kings. And we're like, we want more content. And though for sure Drag Race started that evolution of everything that it's kind of become and putting it in the main focus of the eye so many other performers can put themselves out there, we still felt like there was still a big lack in the market and different types of medias. And during the pandemic really cemented it for us because we realized, can you hear me okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. So we realized during the pandemic, like, especially watching, Bitch Puddings, like, I forgot what it's called. The drag shows live.
Like the Twitch shows.
Digital drag shows. Yeah. So we were inspired by that because we're like so many drag queens, kings, DJs, clubs, bartenders, so many of them are technically out of business, not making a single dollar because places are closed, understandably. What was another way to bring them some new revenue while bringing exposure to this community? So we thought, let's make a fucking cool, stupid, fun game that's in on the joke. Fast, frenetic, and fierce. Relatively fun, but also really stupid to fucking play. And we thought of a video game.
I love it.
It's kind of been rolling like a big old snowball real fast.
Do you make have you made other video games, or do you just specialize in art?
I'm technically the art director, but I've been
right.
So my company is called Rooster Pop, which is my art, I guess, that I make. I do like pillows, plushies, designs. I've collaborated with like Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Disney, Lucasfilm, doing merchandise.
I mean, I love it, and I love everything about your background. It's giving that.
They're just my designs. Feel free, roosterpop.com. Anyway,
it's giving that. I see some sponge, like melted SpongeBob on a popsicle moment. I love
Diva
this.
Diva with her boots. Yes, Mama, stay unique, Mama. Anyway, so I've done phone apps before and some smaller game stuff, but this is the biggest project we've taken on, which has been a really fun adventure because it's two of our passions. It's drag and it's gaming, and then putting my twist on art in there, and then definitely influenced by old games like Battletoads, by Smash Brothers, by Mortal Kombat.
And your teaser when you referenced Helga,
I mean, like, come on,
I was like, you better fucking work. Like,
come on,
to me, that blew my fucking gay brain away. Because I remember Helga from Clay Fighter on Super Nintendo. And the fact that you gave her dues. I was like,
the original
I have to know this.
Yeah, that was the thing we were trying to push was like a lot of things. Because I do a lot of conventions and Comic-Cons all over the U.S. because of my art. And I've done a children's book and other stuff. And we started doing panels for Drag Her, the game. And one thing is a lot of people want representation. And it's very nice to say, you know, Deadpool may be pan, or maybe Dumbledore was gay, and now they're kind of feeding into that.
Right.
It didn't really feel like part of the story. So not that it's pandering, maybe it's not, maybe it was always there, but it feels like it's just kind of an add-on at the end. And we're trying to say, these are big queer-ass, kick-ass bitches, drag kings, queens, whoever they may be, whatever their orientation is. They're big old clowns in their own communities. And also,
I love it.
A badass game. Instead of, it's a badass game, and there might be one that's gay, or there might be one that's a drag queen. We want it to be just, you are what you are, because there's so many families and people out there who don't have a lesbian cousin, or a gay aunt, or a gay uncle to kind of give them exposure, and they just don't see us, don't see us as human, whether it's because of their faith, their religion, their location that they're at, they just haven't run into us in person. It kind of exposes them to something like that. It kind of makes us an equal in their eyes, and just, we could be in on the joke and make fun and have fighting games too, you know?
I love it too, because it also harkens back to the Super Nintendo era where there were so many great 2D fighters, and like they covered so many fun subcultures and subgenres. Like I'm thinking of like Biohazard was like a stupid one. Primal Instinct.
Didn't they have
Clay
raptors?
Fighter.
Didn't they have raptors?
They did. Yeah. Is that the one with like dinosaurs and shit and like King Kongs? I mean, I just love that this is kind of like to your point, like it's not just about this like, oh, gay for gay sake. It's just like talking about a subculture and filling it with characters. Yeah. I think it's so exciting. I have 100 questions, but keep telling me about the process.
No. I have ADD on top of LGBT, so feel free to tell me to shut the fuck up.
That's too many letters, Diva. That's too many letters.
From ADD, for us, like when we started pitching the game to gaming investors specifically, we got some, I'm going to say, rough responses. One person specifically, which is okay. It's understandable. They just haven't been educated. Like I said, they didn't have a gay cousin or gay uncle. So unfortunately, they learned some stupid shit, right? So we've got to teach them to learn otherwise. So one of the people that we had pitched to originally, we did the whole pitch. And his response was, he just wasn't getting it, which is okay, because it's not for everyone. But sure. I licked something, apparently. But his response was very directly... gay people are very sensitive and they don't play games. So me and Ian, who looks like a human Jigglypuff and dresses all in pink at all times, we're like, we're going to disagree because my first form of drag was Chun Li and Ian's been Peach since I mean, two. So they just,
you know what you say? Together. I don't play games. I end games. And that's why this is over. Mama, you can call me Marvel because I end games. Okay.
Oh, because- we're gonna get that.
That's Disney's fine with it. They're fine, notoriously fine, chill. But yeah. I'm so excited. So you've had like a pop-up here and there, right? Because like you guys have kind of developed you kind of started developing it, but I want to know what's happening. Are you're looking for investors to now make it more like just to pay for animation and characters and all this other stuff?
Yeah. So the way it's going now is, first we're fielding out interest, right? To see if the community wanted something like this. Because even if they said no, we were going to fucking do it anyways. Because that's what gay people do.
I think there's a lot of money here. And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. Like, there's money here.
We hope so. So what's cool is the reason we want to, because we could have made up our own queens, right? We could have made up our own IP, which is happily in our realm. But the thing was, if the point of our game is bringing exposure to drag performers, kings and queens, whatever it may be, to the community itself, we wanted to involve the community as much as possible. So on top of just wanting to make a game, which is what anybody could do, and combining it with drag queens, which could just be two things, we wanted to really involve the community as much as we can. So what we're pushing for is, we've got the Patreon just went up a couple days ago.
Awesome.
So it's a game.
And where is that? Because I say it again so we can plug it.
If you go to right Patreon now and search for Drag Her the Game on Patreon. That's the basic Patreon. It's going to give you some details. You're going to kind of get like behind the scenes stuff as we make it. Because this year,
and when this becomes a pod app, we will have that link in the pod description.
That'd be great.
So go ahead.
So the thing is, we want to involve the community as much as possible. So realistically, like, we have a little demo where we fully build one vertical slice, which means we build one full character with all of her moves, with her dramatic cutaways that are awesome and useless, with characters that roll by in the background. It's a pride parade float, but there's also buildings in the background. So we built that level to show the possibilities of including the community. So once the Kickstarter goes up, the Kickstarter is going to be in January. If you follow us on Instagram or any social medias, or if you go to the website, draghard.game, on there, you'll kind of get notified when it goes live. But we want to involve as much as possible. So let's say there's gay and allied, because also allies are going to be included in this, because without our allies, we couldn't have realistically gotten as far as we've gotten, right?
I love that.
We want to include gay and allied musicians because we need music for levels. Designers who want to be fashion designers because there's going to be windows in the background. We can add some of these designs, some of these characters. There's queens that we can technically only have. We're starting with 8 queens. We're building off of that, but we're shooting for 6 to 8 queens as the main roster. And then we're shooting to have 8 to 10 queens as assists. Kind of like, imagine, oh, I don't know, Jiggly Caliente jumps in and beats your ass and then jumps out of the scene.
Well, I love that. So, that's like the Pokeball equivalent, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because we want to.
But can you use their likeness, or you're like, it's adjacent to Jiggly?
So here's the cooler part. So on top okay. of that, the community and putting them, like there's a certain tier in the Kickstarter we're going to have where you could be an audience member. So if there's crowds in the background, if you pay a certain tier, you could actually
I love that.
So not only are you supporting LGBT, not only are you supporting games, but you're part of the game. There's going to be credits at the end, kind of like YouTube videos do for Patreon.
That's so cool.
So you want to do all that stuff. So it involves everybody because it's going to take all of us to put this together because realistically, it costs a lot of money to do something like
yeah.
this. And the reason something like this hasn't been done is one, it costs a lot of money. And two, they think it's too small of a niche market. The main market does. So we're trying to work with our community to build something that we want in there. When it comes to kings and queens, part of supporting the community is getting those people. So if we want Jiggly Caliente, which I will now, for the first time, announce, we've signed on Jiggly, which is amazing. I mean, come on, Jiggly. That's a nickname. So I could announce
the Snooki wants smoosh smoosh.
Come on, Brew Papalocalypse.
That is so exciting. Well, that hopefully that like sets off a chain reaction, right? Of being like, yes. I want to be in this game. If Jiggly's going to be in this game, I want to be in this game.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. So we're paying all these queens that we're getting involved. We're definitely in talks with. So far, we've got about six that we're already talking to that are in negotiations.
But oh, I love
the
that.
Thing about supporting this game is, as we're in the community, is you have to put coins in their pockets, right? We have to pay yeah. the queens, and we want to pay the queens. So by doing this game, we're also paying them for their likeness, paying them for their voiceover, paying them for promotion. So it's also not just kind of taking advantage of the queens, but including them in every possible way and their audiences and back and forth. It's cross promotion for the game and it's cross promotion for the queens. If you've never heard of Bob the Drag Queen, if you've never heard of Bitch Pudding, who's amazing, then you will learn about her through the game. And that's what we're kind of,
yeah,
it's going to be marketing for both ends, but every queen that's going to be in this is going to be paid for their time, for their services and promoted through the game itself.
I love that.
Really big. Yeah.
It's going to be huge. So where are some of the dream places? Do we want to play it on mobile? Do we want to play it on a system? What's the thinking? I know it's supposed to be early in the process.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. So for now, we're shooting for now we have it already set up. So Matt is our technical designer. So he's like the program who makes the game happen. I'm the art director who makes the look of it. Jessica is the narrative designer. She comes up like the concept. She's like, what are some, I don't know, Bob-isms? If we're going to do Bob the Drag Queen, we've got to do some research and watch basically a lot of fucking YouTube videos.
You got to do a purse first attack. I mean we got to do that. That
also,
might.
Demo has a purse first demo in there. I'm just going to say. You'll get the demo too. You'll pre-get the demo so you can fucking
gag it. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, that's exciting.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, we're really, really excited. And there's a lot more that we want to work into. There's mini games we want to work in. There's cutaways. There's story modes we're working in there. I mean, what if there was boss battles and you have to fight Lady Bunny's fucking wigs? I mean, there's lots of things we want to do.
Oh, my God. Like, what would be the equivalent of, like, beating up the car in Street Fighter could be trying to brush a wig. Maybe where you're already there. She's already there.
Do you think we haven't done our research, Mom?
No. If you involved Helga in the teaser, I'm like, you've done your homework. Because, I'm sorry. So you're saying mobile, yes, no.
Oh,
mobile,
sorry.
Maybe.
So for sure, we're not shooting for mobile. We're shooting straight for systems. So
great.
We're developing for PC and Mac first. And then from there, the main one we want to get is the Switch, which would be amazing because that brings the
game to
so many more places. Yeah.
That'd be great for me.
So many queens. You're like, I want it specifically.
I want it on my Switch.
Yeah. The dream is to shoot for Switch first because we've learned recently, I learned from queens, from Bob, from chatting with her, that a lot of queens take their Switch on tour. Which I didn't think about. And it's like, they get to game wherever they're going. So I was like, what a genius idea. On top of the fact that we already wanted to do Switch, because we're inspired by Smash Brothers and other games like that. Having it portable like that while still having the definition and the details of a full game compared to a little mini phone app thing. Switch is the goal. And then we're reaching out to PlayStation and Xbox after that. But for sure, PC.
And the DLC capabilities, right? I mean, our little... Yeah. That, and I know that's... I'm sure you've fully thought that out. But just the dream of like... Here's the Dragula DLC. Here's the... Yeah. And even if it's your own world, right? Because I think there's a lot of fun in you creating your own drag queens. That would be exciting DLC.
Yeah. So the thing we're shooting for is, for sure, we're starting with these eight characters. Come on, Ian. We're shooting with these eight characters just because there's limits on funds, right? We need to come up with a certain amount of money. I think it's going to be like $1.3 million just to get the eight characters in there, the basic game in there.
Damn.
But we want to... Specifically, it's going to be made for DLC. So our goal is to have the main characters, have the story mode, have the The summons characters, right? The assist characters come in. And then from there...
Love that!
So imagine like a spooky palette that comes with a Sharon Needles and other spooky queens. Uh-huh. A little eyeshadow palette that comes with like four more queens that you add to it and their accessories.
Choices.
And that's the idea, to keep building choices. Building this community through DLC, and then hopefully a goal, we hope to a stretch goal, be build your own queens type thing, which hasn't really been done in a fighting game.
So we have to be amazing. A lot of
that technical stuff, but imagine building your own queen, whether it's just for like your avatar for the main... picking up the characters, and eventually to be in the actual game would be really good, but that's like a super stretch goal. But yeah. DLC is kind of what we're leading towards, because there are so many kings and queens that are out there and performers, right? There's so many non-binary performers who are just beautiful fucking freak shows like I used to be. It's an art form that people need to see these expressions. So through DLC, we'll be able to add all those queens and kings and other characters into this world that we can't write off.
I love it. I see this for us. Like, yeah. I mean, for the queer community, like, this is going to happen. And one day you're going to be so rich and out of touch. Like, and I want this.
I'm going to be a mono. I'm going to change my name.
Yeah. I mean, I just want you to be, vice president of EA Sports. You've now queerified it all.
Eat ass sports. There we go. We got it.
Eat ass. It's in the ass.
It's in the ass.
But no, I love this. This is so fucking exciting. Okay, what else? What else can you share with us about the process that I haven't yelled at you about yet?
I like that you say yell, because I'm known for just not shutting the fuck up and screaming too loudly.
No, I love it. You're telling us so much, because even when I was looking for this online, I mean, like I know you guys did like a pop up at Precinct or something, and like. Obviously, it's such a process to create a game with. So I knew it cost money, but holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
I was like, where can I find it? Where can I get it? Why are there wires here?
Why is it not happening?
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing, and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing, and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/dragher50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
But it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of pre-work. So now we've kind of started talking about it. We've done a couple small pop-ups. The Kickstarter is going to go live, like I said, at some point in January. We'll announce it soon on our social medias, and we'll definitely share it with you guys.
And we'll share that once it goes up.
We'd love that. We'd love that. I mean,
of course.
I'm just saying, we'd love that. We'd be famous if you did that.
We're here to support queerness and queerness supporting queer nerdiness even better.
Yeah, and honestly, people like you as well, and what you're doing bring so much exposure to different things in the queer community that people just don't know about. Some people just watch Drag Race and they cut it off there. Some people just watch Dragula. So what you're doing as well, what you've been doing for a while, we appreciate and is a huge contribution to the community. And you also, I mean, not because you're
thank you,
blast, but I mean, you kind of inspire us. We need to be all out.
I'm listening.
Push. I'm listening now. You just checked in. You just came in the room.
Before this, I was just like, I need to vacuum. I need to fold my clothes.
I'm using my fan for this.
Yeah. But, tell me some more about the team. I know it wasn't you, of course, are the art designer. That's your label.
Yeah, art designer, director, art something. Who fucking knows? So art. Ian is our art.
Art Pop.
Ian is our producer.
Art Pop.
He's worked.
Art Pop. Yes!
Ian is our producer. He's worked for a bunch of different companies developing and creating games.
Awesome.
He worked for Activision before that building burned down. And he's doing his thing. He worked with a bunch of different games. Jessica is our narrative designer, so she kind of helps us research on like the queens and what some moves should be. So we collaborate a lot with art. Matt is our technical designer. He's programming everything, so he makes the game actually function. Like push the button and it does something. That's what Matt's doing, implementing my artwork.
Uh-huh.
And then what I've done is basically anything visual you've seen at all. So I've designed so far up all the characters, all of the backgrounds, everything you've done in there. Everything you physically see, I've drawn in there. And now we just added some team members to it. So like we had Ricky, who was helping us color. He worked on Skullgirls. He was amazing. And he still is amazing. And then Leanne is now helping us with coloring and with the design concepts and art. So our team is slowly building, but realistically we're working within a budget because we're working one with money out of pocket so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did get some grants. So we got featured by the IGDA, gave us a nice big $25,000 grant a couple months ago. So that helped fund us through to this. Queerty Games also helped us with a little bit.
Oh, which fuck really yeah.
So there's a lot of communities starting to pitch into this, but that's where we're trying to get the exposure and get out there to kind of reach out to the community and say, hey, the only way we can do this is with your support, and we can make it bigger and bigger if we can receive that support, whether through Patreon or through Kickstarter or whatever it may be.
Can I ask, are you allowed to introduce us to some of the characters in the cast, or we're not ready to share that yet?
So I can tell you, so let's do legal. So legally, I can tell you some characters I would love to see in this game.
Okay.
Is that fair? Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you can share to get us excited, but I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Yeah, fair enough. So if you go to the website, dragher.game, there you can see some snippets of the actual demo.
That's dragher.game.
.com. No, I'm sorry, dragher.game. Thank you. King, if you're listening. If you go there, you can see some images of what's in it. So right now we kind of it's just a generic character we use. It's definitely inspired by like Trixie Mattel or Country Queens.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to build out like what a full queen would be like in the game. And then if you join the Kickstarter in January, you'll actually get a download of the demo. So you get to kind of play the full version that we fully built out. But it's just one level with one character kind of mirrored.
Yes.
With different color variants. So we made like lemonade and pink lemonade. Mm-hmm. But some of the queens we would love to see in this game.
She's having a stroke.
Oh my God, I just smell popcorn, we're fine. We'd love to see, I don't know, Bob the drag queen in the game. We'd love
that would
to
be
see
a dream come true.
Landon Cider be in the game.
Oh.
Bitch Pudding would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Kimchi.
Video
oh my God,
came.
I'm seizing at this point.
You're seizing
kimchi,
up.
Kimchi would be phenomenal in this
dream.
Game.
Dream.
In a dream world. But also some amazing queens are Meatball, who's helped us do some voiceover for the demo.
We love Meatball.
Mm-hmm. Pinche is an awesome queen as well.
We love Pinche.
Yeah, Pinche is amazing. Bitch Pudding obviously is a phenomenal person.
Yeah, and she's such a video game gal.
She is. She is.
I was at Meatball's party, and this is why I love her, and I met her three times. I was at Meatball's birthday party. The bitch pops open her switch, like, briefcase, and it's like fucking James Bond, click-clack, open, click-clack, open.
Yeah.
And she's setting up Smash Brothers and just handing out controllers, like, here you go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fucking love you. Like, just like making sure this is the gayest slumber party you ever did have.
Absolutely. They're amazing. And to also from the beginning, when we were just conceptualizing this, still being the levels, to get so much support that we did get from Bitch Pudding and Meatball and PJ, right when we were starting to just promote it a little bit and kind of put our toes in the water to see how people were reacting to it. They were a big support system. And what's great about this community is, if we treat the queens right, because we're technically, if you take us like a business, then we're just making a game that's gay, right? And everybody on our team is queer and allied, every single person on this team, because we got to be about what you're about, and we're all people, POCs, right? People of color and different orientations, different backgrounds. You need to, if you're going to want to build a game about that, you have your foundations be that. And if we treat the queens right, and if we put the word out there, then queens will tell other queens, and we'd love to have Alaska in this game. We'd love to have Shangela in this game, but realistically, it has to build up to that, and it has to show the
interest
in the queens too, right? Because some queens just aren't going to be into it. They're not into games.
Yeah.
And one thing we're doing with this game is it's non-consequential violence, right? So if you punch a bitch, your wig doesn't fall off. There's no hate crimes in this game. It's all non-consequential.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So
I'm sure you must have had a conversation about that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something like we have to know. You're still kicking that bitch's ass, but you have to know where to draw the line and where to respectfully teach people. We're just big clowns, and it's just a really fun fantasy world you can enjoy without taking yourself so seriously, you know?
I love that.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And so, and I don't, if you can't get this way, that's fine. But I'm curious, like, when you were having the conversations of how akin to something with fatalities, are we going to do fatalities? Are we going to do something comparable? Mm. Are we not going to do that? Is that still in talks?
So we've had, I believe Jessica's in this little chat, and so is Ian. So half the time, like, Josie, and I'm just like,
Shut the fuck up.
I don't give a shit what you say. I don't give a damn. So Jessica came up with a term, finish hers, which I thought was adorable. But there is going to be, so you know, like in regular fighting games, like there's dramatic character, like a cutaway where Goku gets all like Super Saiyan or something.
Yes, yes.
And then they do this big super move. So we want to have, because that's part of the drama, right? Like for me as the art department, I had to figure out what visually is drag, right? Like if you break a drag queen apart, what makes a drag queen's fierceness? It's her mm-hmm. hair, her makeup, and her look specifically. But then to mm-hmm. kind of build the drag queen sarcastic world, it's the sarcasm, the double entendres, and the stupid phrases. So like when you do combos, it says like fierce or ab fab or gag bitch. So there's little
love it.
Sprinkled into there. There's lots of puns. There's one elbow hit that the character does just called elbow because you hit it with your elbow. There's a closer to God where you smash your wig on the floor and it turns to a giant fist. So there's lots of puns in there.
A death drop? Is there a death drop?
Maybe that's maybe like at the end of the level.
Maybe don't we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Okay.
I will say something cute and shady. So during the game, we have to, you know, when you beat one level and you have to beat the second level, you know, the second round, whoever wins two rounds wins. So our character, when you beat her the first time, the winner dabs to death. She just is like super dab. And then the second time when she does her finishing move, she doesn't do a finishing move for now, but she just kind of goes towards you like if she's going to, and then she just gracefully falls off stage. Because some people are known for doing that.
I saw this. This was on your Instagram, and I was like, that's very funny. And that is the kind of deep shit the gay audience looks for.
Deep cut. It's all about the playful banter while still supporting your community. You could fucking call it stupid, call their highlights great or horrible, and have a great time while being a little bitch and having a great fucking time.
I mean, I'm telling you, friends, you know? I'm not the kind of person who is like, the universe is abounding. I'm just honestly telling you right now, this will be huge. This will be huge.
I hope so.
Like, because the roster is limitless. And I actually love that it really, because I think sometimes, like you're saying, people just watch Drag Race and turn it off. But like, this is such a great United Nations of drag stupidity. And it like literally shows people like in a Super Smash Brothers way, like, look, they're all together. This can all exist together.
Yeah. And so one thing that we used to do is me and Ian or me and other friends used to do game nights, right? We'd go over to their house and we'd play board games. Like my friend Laura would do with us. We'd go over, play board games or video games together. And then there's other nights where we'd go to our friend's house and watch Drag Race and the new episode of the new season or the All-Stars. So we're like, wouldn't it be great in a universe where you were going to meet up to watch Drag Race at your friend's house or watch Dragula, the new season premiere? And you go, you meet up, you're having your drinks, you're playing a little bit of the game, playing your favorite character, you watch your episode, you talk shit about it, you praise the one you want to praise, and then you play a little bit more games. So it's kind of combining those two things, just a fun get together for friends for parties or for your, you know, Drag Race meetups or whatever it is, but also kind of building into that community and learning and exposing new queens that might not be on that season, right? Because every form of drag is valid. And it's cool to have something that kind of links those worlds together. And in the gaming community, that's so full of fucking testosterone that just recently, the last couple of years, discovered, oh, wait, women can play games too, which makes no fucking sense to me. Like, women have been playing games forever and are amazing or better than most men.
It's so dumb that anyone said games are not for gay people, because, like, literally, I feel like I know more gamers than just gay men. Like, I feel like every man I meet now is like, I'm a gamer. I'm like, great.
If anything, fantastic. The joystick was my first form. I was like, oh, am I? I love a toy.
I had the NES advantage. And the real advantage was all that prep work I had for high school.
But ideally, we just want to build on this world and kind of mix up two worlds that have always existed there and just cater directly to it. Is it a niche market? Probably. Do we give a fuck? We don't give a damn. We're going to share this with the world, and if they want it, it's coming anyways. You know?
It's going to happen. I'm so excited. This game seems so exciting. It's a perfect... the perfect place for this to exist. I also love that the name is just like perfectly makes sense. Just to clarify, we are not related. We're just two gay people.
We're sisters. We're cousins.
Yeah, we are absolutely.
I have so many family members that I've known since I was little that have nothing to do blood relation, but they're all just a cousin and an uncle. We're all related in one way.
Same. And I'm really pumped. Name, I mean, like. I'm really pumped. I think it's such an exciting idea. And stupid pitch. One day I want to see the extended drag video game universe. I want to see Super Dragio Kart. I mean, where you race tour buses to the gig.
The real drag race. But no matter what, you're always 15 minutes late. No matter how quick you are, you're still 15 minutes late to the gig.
Yeah, whoever gets there 15 minutes late is the winner.
Is the winner. You arrive on time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love it. I mean, it's huge. You know, I'm really excited for y'all. The art is beautiful. I'm excited to see it become a real game. I'm excited to see the boards. Because, I mean, that is also, I'm sure, challenging. But what a fun way to fill in it, like... I don't know. Are the boards like different gay venues or just like places?
So that's something we're still going back and forth on. So the idea was like, we really liked what Street Fighter did, where you kind of tour across the world, the US or then all over the world. And I've always had in the back of my head the idea of Chuang Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. That is one of my staples. I remember watching
Amazing.
It and going straight to the bathroom when I was 11, be like, I'm Chi Chi. Yes. Being my gay little self when I was 11, not out yet. That idea of kind of touring across the US came up. That idea of touring across the universe came up. So we're still figuring out the story mode version, but we love the idea. Another one was you start at your local dive bar, which is a really shitty bar like the Real Fantasy is, and you kind of work your gigs up to really nice big stage show where you win a
prize or something.
But there's definitely going to be a really fun story mode that we're still fleshing out. But it'll have basically different spots. The demo we built out right now is a pride parade because it seemed like something that kind of encapsulates, what really sells gay. It's like, oh, a gay pride parade, of course. So that's cute to show some ideas of how we can put characters in the background that would be the people who are helping support the game, the community, some businesses in the background, instead of just waiting till June to be Pride Month. Like, we're Pride Month the rest of the fucking year. So if Target wants to put a rainbow up, you can put it in our game, sponsor us, actually help the community fund this.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I mean, look, and if you're watching or listening, I know you want to play this game and I know you want this to become a reality. So make it a reality by going to dragher.game.
There you go.
And I know the Kickstarter doesn't pop off until January, but you can still stay tuned, stay in the conversation, follow them at dragherthegame on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you can know when to support and throw the coins because we all want to play this.
Yeah. And also, if you're coming from my page, if you've got to go and follow Drag Her the podcast. I mean, Drag Her podcast is like where it's at. I was catching up, and let me tell you how I enjoyed my Nicole Byer just yelling at me for no reason and Mono throwing shade my way. I'm like, yeah, I get this. This is where it's
a good. We have a good time. We have a good time. I appreciate that.
We have a good time. I think you have a nice variety too of what you guys are watching, what you guys are talking about. So that was really refreshing.
Thank you.
Even though it's good, like I listen to other podcasts where you're like, let's just talk about the latest episode of Drag Race, and I watch it on YouTube and all that stuff. But it's nice to know a little bit about everything, and I think you guys have a good glass full of a little bit of everything because it's really what makes our culture, right? Stupid memes, Drag Race episodes, and that new horrible Christmas ornament is where it's at. That's all I'm saying.
That's the master hand at the end of the game. Because you could get away with that too, being like, this is not RuPaul. We've all agreed it's not RuPaul.
It's Poo-Roll. That's what it is.
Yeah, so to say Poo-Roll. That's fucking wild and hilarious. Yes, cursed ornament should be cursed ornament. Should be the bad guy.
I love it.
But if you're listening, go support, go follow, and you know, we'll have all the links in the pod description as well. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you can shout out before we say ta-ta, Josie?
So a cool little thing we're trying to work on once we get these queens signed up and stuff, and we're a little further into it. Some of the things we're looking forward to is having lots of live streams and live plays. So let's say theoretically we get Bob signed up to this. We think it'd be really fun to bring exposure to both communities to maybe have Bob or Jiggly do a live play where you can go on Twitch and actually play live these characters with Bob or anybody to help cross promote, bring exposure to
the game. That's so fun.
And battle your queens. Like, imagine beating Bob with Bob. That would be fucked up and probably a hate crime. That's all I'm saying. Don't do it. But those are things we want to bring to kind of get us our foothold more in the gaming community, but also bring exposure to both followers of drag and drag kings and drag queens and the gaming community. Kind of mix it all up and then just see what kind of crazy shit we can all come up with together. So it's going to be fun. We're going to get you a copy. Secretly, in 2 weeks, we'll get you a copy so you can play the demo and be all about it. And then you can share
it with
those live and all that stuff. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just finished. I don't know why I'm gagging. So you bring it to me every video game. I mean,
love that hashtag hash brown. All of them.
I can't wait. I'm so pumped. Let me know. I am so pumped to play this game and push it. I'm not involved. I'm not involved, but I think, like a lot of our listeners are, like, queer or gamers or nerds or just other. And I love that this is just, like, really celebrating that with a fucking fun video game.
Yeah. We're love. So happy to share. Thank you for having us as well. Yes,
girl.
Yes.
Work. Well, if you enjoy this, find all the information at dragher.game. If you like the podcast, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. You know
throw
how that
coins,
works.
Throw some coins our way. Yes. Hit her with coins.
Hit me with coins. Ow.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that. The only reason we get to keep doing this, whether it's funding the game or you doing podcasts and videos, is with your love and support watching. And even if it's 50 cents, those 50 cents go a long way. They get us new phone stands. They get us this little tea light she got. But they definitely help us kind of build this community and feed into it. So we appreciate all of your love and support every single day and what you're doing.
You too. I'm truly that sounds like a total dork. That's the biggest benefit of this queer space we get to be in. And that's what makes our podcast a little different is we like to celebrate the queer POC perspective. So I'm so honored that you're with us having that conversation.
Yay.
Okay, bitch, enough hugs. Get away from me. Okay, till next time. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.